Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hey, Vanessa, it is so good to have you back by popular demand and to invite you to continue the conversation. I know this will be for a bonus episode for our supporters, the people who have kept us on the air, helped to keep us on the air, which is a really lovely thing. And this is in part a gift to them. There's so much more for us to talk about. And also because it's been some time since we've talked, I know things have occurred since then. So I want to welcome you back. And if you could take a moment to reintroduce yourself to the listeners, that would be great.
Sure. My name is Vanessa Reiser. I am a licensed clinical social worker specializing in narcissistic abuse, cult abuse. And I'm licensed in the states of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Florida. And I ran across the state of New York in a wedding dress in 2020. It got some attention, and then we did New Jersey. But that's kind of my story.
And it's so nice to have people in the field who understand things to this degree, who have this level of sensitivity and training and history. And something that we didn't get into as much last time that I just want to spend a few moments on is asking more about running with the wedding dress, because that's definitely a statement piece. And I just wonder how the idea came to you and what happened along the way, what response you got along the way, and then after, what power it had in people's eyes. So go for it. Tell us a little bit about it.
I actually had the idea on a run, and it was right after I fled from a relationship. So that prompted me, kind of, I stepped into my power and became actually really angry. And I think that was something that was the drive behind it. And so I thought, how can I get attention to this insidious form of domestic violence that I hadn't really understood even existed and didn't really learn much about in master's program? So I thought this would kind of be a symbol, the wedding dress, and it's something that generally gets exploited by toxic people. So I thought it would get attention, and it did. The run itself was totally transformational. I was totally I almost levitated the whole time. It was such an empowering thing to do. And it checked so many boxes in terms of, like I mentioned, being a social worker, the advocacy piece, the personal empowerment piece, and just kind of shining a light on something that has been sort of thriving in darkness for so long. Got a lot of great feedback, and actually, you know, did subsequently run across the state of New Jersey, and we're going to do Connecticut this year. In June, June 1st is Narcissistic Abuse Awareness Day. And it, you know, got me a book deal, and it got me involved in being featured in a documentary. And all of these things go towards the goal of shining a light on this. So the kind of biggest piece is for people to understand what this looks like, emotional and psychological abuse at the hands of a cult leader, or is always a narcissist, a sociopath, or a psychopath. So the documentary called Empathy Not Included sort of fuses those concepts. Mark Vicente is crafting this documentary. He was in the NXIVM cult. So fusing the concepts of cult abuse and narcissistic abuse, I think, are really going a long way towards validating so many people.
Yes, very much so. And so what I've noticed too is that there's been some discussion back and forth about what narcissism is and what it isn't, because there are a lot of people, and this happens when terms get used and then overused, and then it gets watered down, unfortunately. So on the one hand, I'm actually happy that people are more familiar with this, especially the victims of it, who will say, no wonder, it did answer a lot of people's questions who were in it. But now I've noticed that there are people who just might have kind of a selfish moment, whatever that means, and be called a narcissist. So can you take a moment to really explain what it is when we're talking about the personality disorder?
So I think it's actually a terrible word to describe it. The DSM-5 should be, you know, it should be changed. That's, you know, a whole other conversation. But the word itself sort of infers that somebody is in love with themselves, right? So it's based on the concept of Narcissus, who was, you know, he was in love with himself. And it's not. The narcissist is somebody with a personality disorder is rather void and actually self-loathing. So in order to feel better about themselves, they tend to be one-uppers and they cause a lot of harm in doing so. So they're highly antagonistic, anxious, lying, love bombing, future faking, manipulative, insecure, controlling people that really exist with no empathy. They have the ability to fake empathy, which makes it really treacherous. So they're not as easy to detect. It isn't really about self-love. It's about self-hate. And so in order for them to make themselves feel better, they're constantly trying to make others feel less.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.